All right, we are live.
Mm.
We're going live on Instagram too, so give me a second here.
First live. How does that feel, Jess?
And just making sure. Okay, looks like we should be good on Instagram.
Hey.
How's it going? We're back. It's the Deferred Collusion NLCS Game 1 preview. It's me, Jesse Rowe, King of Crespi, joined as always by Brandon Bullinger, Lord Paramount of the South Bay in Los Angeles, California. Dodgers versus Brewers is going down in a couple of hours. Game one, first pitch is set in Milwaukee at American Family Field. And I'm not feeling the nerves quite yet. How are you feeling, Brandon? Where are you at mentally, emotionally, physically? Are you okay? Are you fine? How are you?
Jesse, I am in the five stages of anxiety. That is butterflies, bouncy legs. I'm really been bouncing. And I don't know the other three, but we'll get there. But Jess, I'm nervous. I don't know that I'm quite like terrified yet.
Right.
But I'm in a good space right now. So I'm sure that will be ruined in about 2 hours here. But I'm hopefully optimistic, Jess. Don't mind that the Brewers won the season series against our Dodgers. A perfect 6-0 for the Brew Crew. We were not able to scrounge up a win during the regular season. But what is that I hear you say, Dodger fans? Yes, of course. We were a much different team in the regular season. Very beat up. I believe the last time the Dodgers and Brewers played each other was mid-August. So it is quite a different team, quite a different starting pitching staff that these Brewers will be facing. And starting off tonight with Mr. Blake Snell. Jess, we got Blake on the bump. Yep. How does that make you feel for a game one start?
It makes me feel good. I thought it was a no-brainer that the Dodgers went with him. And you know, just to go back to the Dodgers and the Brewers winning the season series, they weren't just a different team during regular season. Both the Dodgers and the Brewers were a different team in July, specifically, when those series took place. The Dodgers were on a horrible run, whereas I think, didn't the Brewers rack up like 30 wins over 35 games or something crazy?
Yeah,
like
some
that?
Astronomical hot run.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. So I'm not too, I'm not going to look too much into it. It's worth noting for sure. I mean, the Brewers are obviously the best record in baseball. They deserve to be where they are. You know, I'm definitely taking it seriously, the fact that they did beat us six out of the six games, but I'm not going to put too much stock into the fact that the Dodgers played that poorly, because I think that they were just playing poorly like that time of year, and they're playing their best right now.
Absolutely. So, and if I may, Jess, I think most Dodger fans would agree. They don't really care what we do during the regular season. Are you ready in October? Kike Hernandez is a perfect example. And if you're looking for a more team organized type example, look at the Angels. They kicked our ass. I think they swept us this year as well, right?
Angels, but if we were, Brewers both won all six, yeah.
But if we were facing the Angels in the World Series, we're like, dude, we're going to dog walk these clowns. Not that they could even make the playoffs. But my point, notwithstanding, you know what I mean, Jess.
There's one thing I forgot to do really quick.
What's that, brother?
Just hold on a second. Just check this out.
Because I'm checking.
This is our first time live streaming, so it's a little weird. We're having some technical difficulties today. Look, I'm not proud of how this has played out so far, so I'm still kind of learning the ropes here of how to use live streaming programming. But and of course it's not going to work as I'm trying it. But
love that.
I'm realizing I forgot to play the theme song.
When
we first started recording. Hold on. Here we go. None of this is fucking working. What the hell? What did I pay for? I paid for this program to like be able to add sound effects and do overlays and do all this fun stuff, and none of it is working right now. What
Brutal.
Is going on?
Brutal amateur hour.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to have a word with Riverside. All right, let's I guess we can just sort of go over lineups and pitching matchups here. Anybody watching on Instagram or YouTube, this is our first time doing a live stream, so bear with us if the quality is a little bit different than normal. Laz Buteo on Instagram says, completely different team right now, but the crew is still scary as hell. They're clicking. I agree. That's definitely... I think that this probably, in terms of like an NLCS matchup, makes the most sense, right? Like, if it wasn't Phillies Brewers, it was going to be Dodgers Brewers, and I think these are the probably the two, like the best team in the National League versus the best roster in the National League. Maybe that's.
Yeah, I think that's. I think that's the way to say it, right? Like talent versus just holistic approach, right? The Brewers, man, best team, best record in baseball for a reason, right? Like great pitching staff, great bullpen, don't make errors. You know, the great base running. You know, the best catcher in baseball, and that's saying something. You know, we got Captain America himself, Will Damn Smith, behind the plate. He ain't no slouch, but I mean, Contreras is having a hell of a postseason as well. Yeah, dude, the Brewers are for real. And I'm glad Blake Snell said something. I don't know if you saw this, Jess, but he was saying that the Dodgers are not buying in. Oh, hit me.
Just
with
figured
it
out. I was my fault. I had it on the preview setting, by the way.
Love that.
So it wasn't on the live setting. Go ahead. Continue.
Love that. I forget what I was talking about.
You're talking about Blake Snell.
There we go. But he was just saying that the Dodgers are not buying in to the Brewers as the underdog, as some people are saying, like, oh, this small market brew crew, like, how could they ever afford to win? And it's like, hold on, well, they had a better record. They swept in the season series. So I don't know. These Brewers are not to be trifled with. And, hey, that stadium gets jumping, huh? They love some baseball out there, dude. It's a lot of fun to watch.
2018, that the NLCS, Dodgers, Brewers, two very different teams look very different now than they did back then. I think the Dodgers have like one or two players from that 2018 team. It's kind of crazy. Like when you look at I was just watching some highlights from Braves Dodgers 2020, Rays Dodgers World Series 2020, and I mean the Dodgers have like three guys in the lineup that are in the lineup today from that core that won just 5 years ago, you know? So it's pretty incredible how the Dodgers have been able to maintain this level of success with the constant turnaround of different players. Lasbuteo says, I think the Brewers are also playing with that chip on their shoulder that we had last year. Yeah, I agree. And I saw some people comparing Brewers to last year's Dodgers, because this is where I think I have some issues with how the Brewers are going to get key outs against us, because there is some similarities in how it's really just their starting, their bullpen that they're relying on pretty heavily. Like, where are they going to get outs from their starting pitching? I don't see a comparison to last year's Dodgers in that way, only because, like, they did have Yamamoto and Flaherty eating a ton of innings, or decent innings. Obviously, Flaherty got shelled a couple of times, but even Buehler, who was, you know, four or five innings in his starts. So far in these playoffs, like, the Brewers have their starting pitchers are averaging like 2 1/3 or something like that. They're not going deep into games. They're pretty heavy on the opener. Freddy Peralta is a very good pitcher, but he hasn't been like amazing. He got beat up in game 4 in Chicago. So, you know, it's not like this starting pitching staff is nails. They really, really, really heavily rely on their bullpen to get outs. And it's going to be how they match up their lefty lanes and their righty lanes, you know, with the different portions of the Dodgers lineup to see how they're going to find enough outs to get wins. So I guess they just released the lineup, so we can sort of go over them really quick here.
See it, Baba.
So we've got Brewers starting with Churio and right, Yelich at DH, Contreras catching, Terang at second base, Andrew Vaughn, who's sort of emerged here, at first base, Sal Frelick in center field, Caleb Durbin at third, Collins in left. I'm sorry, I don't know Collins' first name or Ortiz's first name. This is where I have some blind spots here. I'm like forgetting their first names, but Ortiz at shortstop, and then Aaron Ashby will be the opener for the Brewers. So they're already starting with an opener in game one. Dodgers.
Brewers are going to brew.
Yep, they are brewing, that's for sure. Dodgers, Otani, Betts, Hernandez in right, Freeman at first, Smith catching, Edman at second, Muncy at third, Kike in left, Pajes in center field. So the fact that, and of course Blake Snell on the mound. So the fact that Edman and Muncy are back to back there at 6 and 7, that Muncy is playing, that implies to me that they do not expect Ashby to be long for this game. Because I think that if this was a normal left-handed starter, Muncy might start on the bench. But I think they're anticipating that Ashby will be out after like 1 1/3 probably in this game. Seems likely.
And if the Dodgers have their way sooner.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, it seems like they want to get a lefty on Shohei, like, right off the bat. Shohei and Freddie, like, right away.
Speaking of Shohei, man, how important do you think that first AB is going to be for our batting champion, King of the home run, dude? Just our fireballer. I just want to give him all the platitudes. You know, that's my big word right now.
Yeah.
I just want to give him that good mojo, but what has he got to do to turn this skid around? I mean, I don't think I remember any stretch of going 1-18, you know, all season.
Yeah, well, when the Dodgers announced the starting pitching for this series, they it seemed like a no-brainer that it was going to be Blake Snell and Yamamoto going games 1 and 2. But they haven't even announced when Shohei is going to pitch in this series. And Dave Roberts denies that this is the case, but my first thought was they're probably very much focused on getting Shohei mentally in it for hitting right now because of, you know, how there's just a lot of pressure on the dude to do two things at once in the middle of a playoff series, to start game 1 of the NLDS and then also face these incredible lefties on the Phillies. I think he was pressing a little bit at the plate, because in the games where he wasn't pitching, you know, that's the only way he can contribute. And I think it's like when his routine's getting a little interrupted by the pitching and all that, you know, he tends to press, and you could see it in those at bats. So I think they're really focused on getting him back into like an offensive groove here. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Shohei till like game 4, especially with how well Glasnow looked. How good Glasnow looked in the Philly series. So,
love that take. I will take that like a Nona's meatball. You know what I mean? Like a little savory treat. I really like that take, Jess. That's great. Kudos to you, ball knower certified.
You can use that as takeout, brother. That's a bad joke. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh.
Boomer. Now, how are the Brewers going to use their starting pitching, do you think? Because I know Jose Quintana is available to eat some innings, and if you don't remember, the Dodgers have had some playoff success against Jose Quintana, particularly game 5 of the NLCS in 2017, when, you know, this is 8 years ago. So Quintana feels like he's been around forever, but, you know, the Dodgers beat him
2018,
up
right? Or was
it? It's 2017 against the Cubs.
Oh, this that's was the right. Game that Kike Wrigley, right?
Kike hit 3 home runs in this game. That was his, like, playoff coming out party, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you hear that story? He was on a podcast, and he kind of talked about it. It was after, I believe, the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, and he had talked to his mom or somebody in his family, and he was saying, like, hey, watch the game. I'm going to hit a fucking home run tonight. You know, sorry for cursing, but his words, not mine, paraphrasing. But it's where that dog in him kind of came, you know, that, like, hey, I'm gonna make a fucking statement. Like, I am him, and that little psycho light switch went on, and that's, like you said, hit the 3 home runs in Wrigley, and, you know, was the team that should have rightfully won the World Series 2017, dude. We did not forget.
Yeah, no, we didn't. It's funny. Yeah, he says, like, oh, I just decided one day I'm going to come out, be like a dick swinging baller the next day. And look, I'm all for it. Playoff Kike is like an immortal legend at this point. It's just hilarious when you compare his career stats of like a career like 685 OPS or whatever it is to like playoff Kike career 860 OPS, and you're just like, dude, lock in for the whole year. What is?
I kind of got a Lord of the Rings comp, and I don't know. I feel like Kike during the regular season is like Merry or like Pippin or something like that. But during, you know, October, he's Gimli. You know, he's legless. He goes from comedy relief to a killer. You know,
or he's like Gollum when he finally gets a hold of the ring when it's October.
But he commits suicide then. You know, now we're talking. Is it Kershaw? No, that's not funny. I love
my
goat, dude.
He's complete, though. You know what I mean? He's just like that. He's complete in October. You know,
that's why you're my cinema guy. You're seeing. That's a lot of fun. That's fantastic. That was a pop for me. And Jesse,
I've just been waiting to show that to you. You know,
Jesse, you know that gets me fired up. You didn't even mention anything about my Linkin Park sized headphones. Shouts out the guitar player of Linkin Park. Longtime viewers will recognize that these are indeed the headphones I was wearing in the inaugural episode, I believe. Shouts out Linkin Park.
I'm
in the end,
so
it doesn't even matter.
I'm just enamored by the shades, bro. You're looking like this is like your playoff look. you know?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm letting it all fly out for the postseason. These are, in fact, my daughters and do give me quite a lot of pain on my temples, but they're tiny and they're fun. So why not, you know?
They look just as good on you, bro. So
I did get attacked in the comments about my personal appearance, which, you know, wounded me greatly. But yeah, that's neither here nor there.
He zinged you pretty good, dude. What are you, an alien?
Jonathan Lucroy got me and Roki this year, but it's all right. I don't even speak the English, dude. Whatever.
Hold on, real quick, such
an all-time quote from Roki's from Roki via an interpreter about playing in a harsh atmosphere in Philly and just going, I didn't know what they were saying. I don't even speak English, dude. Whatever.
I loved that.
That's so good. It's so good.
If you think about it, that's like an advantage that, like, it's almost like an advantage that a deaf guy has. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, I can't, if you're talking shit to me, I can't even hear it. You're just speaking Charlie Brown language because I can't understand what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
Dude. Shouts out Roki. He's a monster, and I'm still waiting for Jonathan Lucroy to apologize to both of us.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. You know what? It's like Shohei's playoff performance has kind of dwindled since becoming better at English. So that might, you know what
Whoa.
I'm saying? Like, maybe that's part of it. No, I'm kidding. All right.
You
so,
really are a race. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude. We're getting all sorts of crap in the comments. Who's your X factor here for the Brewers? Specifically.
Man. So I was thinking about it before we got on today, and you know, I couldn't have nailed it any harder. Let me just keep patting my own back for the last one. Wow, what an unlikable guy I am. Is it a cop out to say that it's Shohei Ohtani? If that bat does not light up, if he continues to slump, then I expect, you know, Páez to keep taking similar at bats. I kind of expect, I don't know, maybe Muncy doesn't get going. I know he had that big hit in the 11th against Philly in the walk-off error. You know, I'm belaboring the point. I think that Shohei's bat needs to show up, and I think we need him to be a bit more of the guy that $700 million says he is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate the take, except for the fact the question was who the X factor for the Brewers are.
Well, I'm sorry. I just thought you were saying for the series.
Yeah.
Jess. That was hilarious.
No, I mean, I agree about the Shohei thing. He's not an X factor, but he's kind of like the factor.
Well, then
for
here,
this offense to be, yeah. Like
then
the,
I'll,
what they
then I'll
be.
Give you my my Brewers one, if you don't mind, and I think it's going to be Jackson Chourio. I think he had a quiet last series. I got to double check, but I'm pretty sure he was pretty quiet against the Cubs.
I thought he did pretty good, actually. He had a couple of – I think he had a big homer in one of them.
Yeah, I think maybe in the last game he had a couple of hits. But anyways, yeah, I just think he's so talented that if he gets going at the top of the lineup, it can really cascade out of control quick. You know, say the bottom of the lineup gets hot and it's a late inning situation, you get a guy on base, he's got power, he can slap bunt, you know, he can freaking hit it in the hole, stretch a double, and he's got legs. I mean, I think that is my X factor as a whole, to be honest, Jesse, is I think the Brewers running game. They run the bases so well, and I think if they can get traffic and, you know, show they're not afraid to run, I think it can get real nasty real quick.
Ball knower Brandon here had Chourio being the X, like, that not having a good series except for the fact that hold on, I'm gonna give you his postseason numbers right here really quick.
Uh-oh, was I just way off base?
This is hilarious. Hold on a second.
Jesus, am I just blowing it hardcore?
Chourio is hitting .389 with a .421 and a .667 slug.
Well, then, yeah, dude, he's my X factor. If he can continue that dominance, that he's going to he might help lead the Brewers to their first World Series appearance in I don't know how many years.
But you're not wrong, because, I mean, like, the Brewers lack, like, the star power the Dodgers have, obviously, right? So, like, if Chourio is performing like a star, that's massive for them, because, like, if you compare him with, like, Wilson Contreras, is it William or Wilson? I apologize. I think it's William. William Contreras. He's a legitimate, like, superstar that you might not know.
Yeah.
Like, he is he's one of the best offensive catchers in baseball.
I think he's got to be the most underrated offensive catcher in baseball.
Excellent. And then they obviously have Christian Yelich, who's still doing his thing. If they can get high-level production from Jackson Chourio, that's a big deal for them, especially to try and compete with the Dodgers' offense. Andrew Vaughn, I think, has been considered like one of the better pickups in baseball, under-the-radar pickups, traded from the White Sox to the Brewers. He had a big home run in Game 5 against the Cubs, and he's been just awesome. You know, he's 286 with a 714 slug, 1.1 OPS so far in the playoffs. Like, he's been awesome in the NLDS. So that's a big one for them. I think if you can sort of silence that bottom half of the Brewers lineup, I think that that's going to be play a key role for the Dodgers. For the Dodgers, I said it last series that Andy Páez was my X factor. And, I say Andy Páez with sort of referring to that bottom 7, 8, 9 portion of the lineup. It's like one of those three guys, take your pick. Páez was terrible in the NLDS. I know that he got the game-winning dribbler to Orion Kirkring, but he was not good. He hit like under 100 on the series, and I think he hit like 040 or something
yeah,
crazy like
and that. And it was more importantly, the at bats were bad. Bad swings. We can get into Teoscar having the worst at bat of the year after Mookie walks, that's neither here nor there, but I just kind of felt like it got a little contagious. That's what I was rambling about with Shohei earlier, but yeah, I would love to see Páez turn it around. That would add some like incredible length. And I just also, Jess, this is kind of what I feel, dude, that is making me feel good about this series. I mean, Shohei really isn't hitting, aside from a couple big home runs. Teoscar had, a quiet latter half of the series. Páez, quiet. Muncy got a big hit when we needed him, but otherwise quiet. Tommy, a big home run, but, and a couple RBIs. I love Tommy. What can I say? But my point is, the offense has not been clicking, and it just kind of feels like a matter of time right before that levee bursts. And I think we see an offensive outpour pretty soon here. I'm hoping in game one.
I'm hoping so too. I think that, when you look at that series, like the Dodgers really only had this playoff so far, they've really only had two bad offensive games. I mean, they beat up on the Reds. And then the first two games against the Phillies, they scored 5 runs and 4 runs, which is like, that's what you want your minimum to be set at, basically.
Yeah.
When you're producing. So they did their job in terms of scoring runs in those games. They really just struggled scoring at home against like really good pitching, dude. Like, these are some really good pitchers. And, obviously the Brewers have good pitchers too, but these guys are going to get their numbers at some point. Mookie's been great. Teo has good numbers in the playoffs. He has had a couple of bad at-bat sequences, but he's been good. Freddie's like hasn't gotten going yet. He's not swinging it well. Smith, he did have a big hit in game 2, I believe, but he hasn't really gotten going yet either since coming back from the hand injury. So a lot of these guys are still kind of getting it together. Alex Call has been great in the limited playing time he's gotten.
That was an OPS, right? The guy's perfect.
I think he's like perfect. I think he has a 1,000 average.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So he's been getting on base, having good at bats, making the most of his opportunity. I think it's Páez, man, because I think like he's a guy that like when he gets hot, he gets scorching hot. He's either like ice cold or red hot, and there's no in between,
because very streaky.
He doesn't walk a lot, so that's
very streaky. Just like the Chicago Cubs. There was a little question that came in the chat: were the Brewers good or were the Cubs bad? And I think the Cubs were a very dangerous but flawed team. Saw the inability to, have really any situational hitting. They had runners on, I don't know how many games, seems like every time I turned the game on, and were unable to score outside of the long ball, early in games. So I think the Cubs have a lot to build on, but we'll see what happens with, PCA's development. I'm sure Kyle Tucker's gone and what they do with the rotation, but I don't know. I think we kind of saw the Brewers brand of ball, and it just kind of at the end of the day, overwhelmed, like I said, a flawed but dangerous Chicago Cubs team.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you also saw like that the Brewers are very gettable, and like the fact that the Cubs were able to take them five games to a competitive game five, a close game five, you know, kind of says in a game that was tied, I think in like the fourth inning or something like that. Mm-hmm. So like I think it says everything that I need to know about how the Dodgers stack up against this Brewers team, because I think that they are. Like, yeah, they were better than the Cubs, and I think that it was just better Brewers than bad Cubs.
Yeah.
It was more Brewers than it was bad Cubs, I guess. But I think that when you just compare the pitching situation, I'm having trouble seeing how the Brewers are going to be able to outlast the Dodgers.
I love that. I love that phrase, just saying outlast.
Because I just think like this could go deep. This could go six or seven games. But I just think with the starting pitching advantage that the Dodgers have, that the more that the Brewers have to keep going to the well, keep going to the bullpen, eventually you're going to have the same guys going up against the same lanes, and they're going to get more than one or two looks against your better arms. And like, it's just not a good situation to be if you need Abner Uribe. Who's excellent, by the way. He is so nasty, amazing, one of the better closers in baseball. He just
can't, hey, and that.
Yeah, that was dope.
Thing, the dice hang up. I'm all for it. Yeah. It's so rad.
No, they're a cool team. I actually really like the Brewers. Like, I would probably root for them in a year that the Dodgers weren't in the playoffs, you know, but I think they're just going to have some issues eventually with how they match up the bullpens, but we'll see. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be eating crow. Brewers fans could be coming in the comments and laughing at us, but I think that's going to be the story as the series goes on. Dodgers 26 man roster was announced. They Dalton Rushing is off because Will Smith is officially catching or starting. And then Ben Kasperius is on.
Love that. Love that.
Any thoughts on that?
I do. I think Ben Rortvedt, you know, I can't say that last name. Say it for me, dude.
Ben Rortvedt.
Rortvedt. I always want to say Rorvert.
That's okay.
Ben Rortvedt. Anyways, Ben Rortvedt earned it. He absolutely earned it. He had a great wild card series in his playing time in the division series, had a couple productive ABs. I think he played like the first half of the first game. I think he got on base twice with a hit and a walk, maybe a hit by pitch. I forget. Anyways, we were also praising him on the pod in earlier episodes for just his ability to merge with this staff. And, you know, at a glance, it might be able to just hand wave it and go, well, these guys are all, you know, either Cy Youngs or Cy Young candidates, you know, Shohei's an MVP. Like, my point is, this is the creme de la creme. Jesse, that's French. You're welcome.
Wow.
Of the MLB. So they should be able to, you know, make a minor leaguer into a stud. But, nay, Ben calls a good game, does great, great defensive work behind the dish, digging balls out. I've seen him make some good throws down to second, and boy, has mean ABs. And, you know, when we got Shohei out here pulling that lead foot, swinging at freaking balls, watching strikes, to have your 9-hole hitter, your backup catcher come in and be offensively, you know, a positive, leave that guy on the roster all day. I'll take him in an extra innings, you know, pinch hit situation. Screw it.
Yeah, I think it was just in terms of like the defensive prowess that he's bringing, let alone how good he's been on offense too. I mean, he's been really good. I mean, he's not like knocking the crap out of the ball, but he's making contact and doing all the little things right. So,
point, hey, look what happens when you put the ball in play, Andy Páez.
That's right.
That should be a turn of phrase for just like, hey, just put the ball in play. Hey, Andy Páez. Come on, kid. Andy Páez. What do you say now, kid, huh? Feel free to use that in your beer league, softball leagues, little leagues, high school, etc. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
This was a fun little preview here. Maybe we'll do more live streams in the future. But any final thoughts heading into game one before we say goodbye? By the way, as of right now, just a little checkup here. Mariners did take a 1-0 lead in the ALCS last night behind a pretty Pretty impressive pitching performance considering they were probably exhausted from the 15-inning affair against the Tigers in Game 5 of the DS. But
and not to mention a first pitch ambush home run by George Springer, the bad man in Los Angeles. Wow. I'd message you right when I saw it. I was like, oh my God, George Springer got a hold of that one. It was disgusting, dude. How did that make you feel?
PTSD from
right. It kind of felt like, oh, this one's going to get out of hand. The Blue Jays are on fire and it doesn't matter who you're throwing out there. They're taking you yard, but damn, dude, to the Mariners credit, way to keep your composure, come back, you know, rally, shut down their offense for frickin' 8 innings. And then, hey, you scratch a run here, you add some insurance there. And I guess they call that stealing a game. I feel like, again, that's been some disrespectful headlines. The Brewers are the underdogs, best record in baseball. The Mariners steal one. Dude, it was 3-1.
Yeah.
But after the first pitch of the game, it was over. Their offense stopped. Like, that is a credit. That is how the Mariners can potentially win a World Series, straight up.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think that series has been misrepresented a little bit, and the way that it's been predicted is like the Blue Jays are this like juggernaut team, which they're very good. Don't get me wrong; they could absolutely win the World Series. But you know, like it's 3-3 right now, going to the fifth inning in Game 2. But I mean, like in terms of the offense, they were, you know, that they scored 30 more runs than the Mariners in the regular season. It's not like over 162 games. It's not that egregious of a gap. And the Mariners pitching gave up 30 less runs. So it's like, this is actually very even. And I could see, I think it's a coin flip all the way.
Jesse, I got a question for you. I'm curious if you think that maybe there's a little bit of East Coast bias coming in on the reporting of Toronto after they eliminated the Yankees in such loud fashion, that is kind of adding to the juggernaut kind of vibe. Because I just feel like, and I'm not trying to take anything away from their offensive explosion. It is super impressive. They put up some, I mean, they just bludgeoned Max Fried, whatever. But my point is, do you think we're this worried about the Brewers if they put up those same runs against, let's say, the Guardians?
You mean the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
no,
I think the Yankees were flawed, dude.
Yeah, I think it's a good point because, I mean, it's probably just because they beat up on the Yankees that everybody's talking about them like they're this, like, you know, like juggernaut team. I don't know. It's just, I think that they just got hot at the right time. I think their Yankees were flawed, like you said. I think that like Carlos Rodon's not an amazing like number two, you know. And I think that there's just like ways of looking at it that I think favor the Blue Jays in the eyes of the media, but realistically, totally, I think the Mariners are a damn good team. They have the pitching staff, like arguably probably the second best starting pitching staff in baseball behind the Dodgers. You know, when Brian Wu is healthy, I think that they can match up with anybody on starting rotations, and they're going to keep games close all the time, dude. And all you need to do is have a couple of things go your way in games like that, and you can win a World Series. So I could see every single one of those games being won by one or two runs. You know, I think that's
totally
feels like it could happen, but I'm going to go with Mariners. I picked Dodgers Mariners before the season.
You did.
I'm sticking with it. I think Mariners are going to win in 7 games. I think they'll win a tight, you know, like 7-game series, and I think the Dodgers are going to win in 6 games against the Brewers. So that's what I'm predicting. What is your prediction for tonight and for the series?
I really like the Dodgers to come out on the back of Blake Snell and take Game 1. I think we're going to see a resurgent offensive Shohei Ohtani. I agree with you that I think that's why they have his next start maybe indefinite, you know, maybe Game 3, maybe Game 4, but I definitely think it'll be back in front of a home crowd, obviously with Yamamoto going Game 2. But as for the games, I think it'll be Dodgers in 6. And for the AL Championship Series, Jesse, I actually think that home field advantage is going to play here, and I can see the Blue Jays edging out the Seattle Mariners in 7 games.
Okay. well, the Mariners, you know, they took home field away yesterday. So
that's true. That's why I think it's going to come down to game seven. I think that's where I can just see the Rogers Center bumping. And really what it is I just think that the offensive ceiling is so much higher for the Blue Jays than the Mariners. Whereas I think that the pitching is a little bit closer for the Blue Jays and Mariners. So I think after seeing some of those dogs come out time and again over a 7-game series, I think it might just cost them. The Mariners, right. I mean.
Well, there you have it. We'll see what happens. Either way, game one, Dodgers-Brewers is tonight. It's coming up in a couple hours here. We'll be watching. And let us
I'm
know
more
if you
nervous
more
now.
Live streams. Huh?
I'm more nervous now than when we started. Is that weird?
Totally, totally fine. It's okay. It's healthy, Brandon. This is all.
I'm freaking out, dude.
Yeah. I am too, but I'm feeling pretty confident. I feel
you look confident. You're giving me.
On the mound, dude.
Whoa. And you love that guy's merch.
All right. That is it for us. We are done. Dodgers Brewers starts tonight in 2 hours. This is Deferred Collusion. I'm Jesse Rowe, King of Crespi, joined as always by Brandon Billinger, Lord Paramount of the South Bay and Los Angeles, California. Brando, I love you, buddy. Go Dodgers, and I'll let you have the last word.
Jesse, it's always a pleasure. Love getting to talk ball with you. You're my favorite ball knower in these streets. Hey, if you like what we do, don't forget to hit us with a like or a comment or subscribe. Tell your friends. Send it around. We got some meme content blowing up in the streets. Shout out to my goat, Clayton Kershaw. But hey, enjoy some playoff baseball and your blue collar boys. Go Dodgers.